let's get back to the business of the Dáil. Conal, the report that was done by HICWA on CHI was raised, understandably, all this week about the inappropriate insertion of non-medical devices into three children, and obviously there was strong political reaction to that. It came up again in Leaders' Questions today.
Yeah, there was quite remarkable kind of comments as well, and testimony, I suppose, that Piers Doherty, Sinn Féin, was charging the government with as well. Helen McEntee, the Deputy Fine Gael Leader and Education Minister, was taking Leaders' Questions, and Piers Doherty basically stood up and accused the government of effectively sitting back and acting like a spectator in all of this. And not just that, he also effectively accused the former Health Minister, Stephen Donnelly, of knowing about some of this a year ago, and Jennifer Carroll McNeill, the current Health Minister, of being briefed on this in February. Furthermore, he was raising the point that...
Just to be clear, was this is the issue of the springs or the hip dysplasia?
This was the report that was being done at the time. Okay, it was being briefed on it, I should say.
I think we have audio of Piers Doherty on that. Let's hear from him.
But information released to us this week reveals that former Minister Stephen Donnelly was informed a year ago about this, and the current minister was briefed back in February. We're talking about the possibility of young children put under the knife and their bones being sawed into, traumatic surgery, children between the ages of 1 and 7. We know that 561 children must now be independently assessed following the audit covering the years 2021 to 2023. What we don't know is how many children are actually affected. Hundreds, maybe thousands. Just how bad is this? Because we're being contacted by parents whose children's cases reach back a decade and further. It's looking like 2021 to 2023 is only the tip of the iceberg. It goes way beyond those 2 years.
Okay, and that's Piers Doherty talking about children who were operated on without meeting the threshold for hip dysplasia operations. There was also another issue raised, and that was by AIM2 leader Padraig Tobin. This was about cancelled operations.
Yeah, it revealed today, it was through a parliamentary question, I believe, that 161 children's operations were cancelled in the past 3 years because of a lack of beds at Temple Street and Crumlin's Children's Hospital.
All right. Well, I think we have a clip of Padraig Tobin on that as well. Let's hear from him.
In the last 3 years, Children's Health Ireland have cancelled more than 160 operations for children in Crumlin and Temple Street Hospital due to the lack of intensive care beds. Now, these are cancellations for very serious operations. 9 of these cancellations were for heart operations for children. 10 cancellations were for children needing serious orthopaedic surgery. There are just 23 paediatric intensive care beds in Crumlin and just 9 in Temple Street. And many of these children and their families have waited years for what, in some cases, is life-saving surgery, only to get the heartbreaking news that the surgeries have cancelled.
All right, that was AIM2 leader Padraig Tobin. Marie Sherlock, one of the things that came out of the HICWA report about the use of unapproved springs in three children was the difficulty around governance, that effectively within Children's Health Ireland, people were so consumed with their day job, understandably, the work in the hospitals in which they're based, and then also being part of teams for the work to transition towards the new children's hospital, that there wasn't effective oversight of governance in Children's Health Ireland at Temple Street. Has a greater concern been thrown up around this, that the state of preparedness of the services that are to move into the new children's hospital may not be up to the standard to run effectively when they move to the new hospital?
Well, I think the first thing to say is I actually visited the new hospital building a few weeks ago, and I think there is obviously a very large team managing the transformation project, the transition into the new hospital building. I certainly came away from those conversations with a great confidence in the work that they are doing. But I think the report from HICWA this week is an absolutely devastating insight into the dysfunction that exists in parts of Children's Hospital Ireland. And so we have a detailed account of non-existent processes, not even processes that failed, but non-existent processes. And then an issue with regards to culture, a lack of organisational oversight, management oversight, very clear failings, and that these have gone on for a period of time. And remember, it was the experience of three children that prompted this report. And when we look to the HICWA recommendations, and this is why I have a very real concern now about the future of Children's Hospital Ireland, but when you look at the HICWA recommendations for CHI, they're really wide-ranging, they're really onerous, and I'm not in any way clear nor confident that the existing board are capable of ensuring that those changes can be brought about in a short period of time. And I think...
Would you be any more confident, though, that, you know, if the board were if the board were to resign en masse and another one would have to be reconstituted, that it would speed up that process?
Well, actually, I don't think that we're in normal times here, or that we need the normal functioning of a board. I think the HSE have to take a much more hands-on approach. And I think in terms of the scale and depth of reform that needs to happen, as detailed by the HICWA report, requires a type of emergency board to be put in place. Like, when I looked during the week, right, there are five individuals on the board, and I don't want to personalise this, right, but there's five individuals on the board who are there since 2018, one since 2020. There's one clinician between them. I'm not sure that expertise is there to oversee the and right, I think we need that the new building to open next year, but we have to have the reforms in place as well.
On that particular issue, Shane Moynihan, there's, you know, the Taoiseach was declared himself to be unconvinced of the merits of the board departing. At this point, the chair of the board, it should be said, has resigned on foot of that HICWA report, but the rest of the board obviously remain in place. What's your own view?
Well, the first priority here has to be obviously the health of the children there, and that needs to be forefront of all the considerations that we take on board. I think what the HICWA report has shown how HICWA can address these issues, and it has set out a very clear blueprint and set of recommendations that need to be put in place by the HSE and by Children's Health Ireland to bring the standards of governance and overall clinical oversight and care up to the standards where they need to be. We have seen the resignation of the chairperson of the board this week. That is welcome. I think that shows that there will be a step change in the leadership of that board as well. But in terms of the merits of a whole new board being replaced, we have to think of the knock-on impacts that will have. There will be a lead-in time for a new board. Will that actually affect the culture in the hospitals, which needs to change? Five of the recommendations that HICWA have made for CHI to implement have been fully implemented, with the remainder being partially completed as well. We do need to inject a sense of urgency
part of the issue that was raised in the HICWA report was that the clinicians had so much on their plate with the day job that they had and this change management process that governance at Temple Street wasn't what it could be. So, you know, adding a further job with further recommendations to already busy clinicians, what gives you the confidence that that's achievable?
Well, this is where the HSE needs to be mandated to step in terms of its role as a funding agency for the CHI to force, in terms of the overall standards that applies for national healthcare services as well. And that is how we drive that particular change too.
And I think it's important.
I do want to go to Ken O'Flynn on this. Ken O'Flynn, what's your view after what's come out in the HICWA report about what Piers Doherty was raising in the Dáil there, and indeed Padraig Tobin as well? There are still some persistent problems there, but on the issue of Children's Health Ireland and the board remaining in place, are you for them remaining in place or against them remaining in place?
Well, look, I think the reality is we have to call the spade a spade. When it comes to CHI and indeed HSE, you know, the house is on fire and we're seen to be putting it out by throwing cash at things. And that's not the answer. Look, Ireland is an outlier when you look at the rest of Europe. When it comes to negligence costs, we're paying over $500 million in negligence costs this year alone. That's way above the average of any other European country. There's something seriously wrong.
It seems to be
a culture problem.
Okay, we're also a common law jurisdiction with an adversarial legal process, which makes us already an outlier when it comes to Europe. So that may well add to the cost of litigation.
Absolutely. And look,
too.
And that's a very fair point. But the reality is that we're way above the averages across Europe. And I think when we look at this as a whole, there seems to be a huge cultural problem from HSE and CHI and everything in between. And, you know, we have the governments telling us to bring people home and, you know, why would any graduate want to come home? The problem is that we have people, and it has been outlined in the report, we have people with the pin to the collar that don't have enough time to do all the bureaucracy, everything that needs to be done to have those services in place, because we're lacking serious amount of people coming into the HSE and retaining those people in either CHI or HSE. And we have to address that problem. And as I said, the house is on fire. Throwing cash at it isn't the answer. It's about putting those structures correctly in place. And look, we have had the chairman of the board step down, and I think that's a good thing. I would have concerns if you remove the entire board, how much the lead up time is okay. to getting the board in place. So you have to be responsible as well, because we have to put our children first.
On that point, on that limited point, whatever you about the spending, but on the point of leaving the board in place, you agree with the Taoiseach's position on that one?
I think you have to have a measured approach, and okay. I think the Taoiseach, I think was a measured approach
okay.
as well.
Marie Sherlock.
And I think the elephant in the room here is what we haven't spoken about is political accountability and responsibility in all this, because I heard the Taoiseach, you know, during the week dismiss getting rid of the board won't solve anything. The key point is the ball is squarely now in the government's court, and particularly in the Taoiseach and the Minister for Health's court, in terms of taking action. Like, you know, as I said, the HICWA report was instigated because of the case of three children. There is the 561 children who are part of the audit between 2021 and 2023.
This is on hip dysplasia,
and potentially far more. And like, when we look at the draft report that has been leaked, you know, 60% of surgeries in Temple Street, 60% of surgeries in Temple Street were found to be unnecessary. 79 of those surgeries in the Kappa Hospital. Like, this isn't, you know, I suppose something that has been spread around the country. This is a very serious issue, perhaps related to a number of clinicians, and that the government has known about this for a year, hasn't made the rest of the political system or indeed the public aware of this.
Right, but
and
I,
that we're not
say,
clear
it's
a, about
it's
the
leak,
actions that have been
it's,
taken.
It's a leak,
since
it's a leak of a draft report.
But the critical thing is, right, what actions have been taken to give families out there who are awaiting a surgery or who have gone through surgery in these hospitals to know that their children have been properly cared for.
Shane
we
Morgan.
Have not heard
right.
that, and that's the critical
Shane
point.
Yeah.
So first thing I would say is that the HICWA report was established by the government. There are two other reviews underway as well, the Comprehensive Patient Safety Review and then the Clinical Audit of surgery for children with dysphagia. All those processes are taking place. All those processes are taking place, and they will lead to that overall picture of where things are at. There's also been huge progress made in the sector as well. We have seen more procedures take place last year, 10% increase on the year before. More money has been invested in this, and more resources have been made available. And the Spinal Management Task Force has been put in place to address this issue as well. So when it comes to political accountability, sometimes we hear political accountability means resignation. Political accountability means that the Minister for Health met the chairperson of the board of CHI Ireland this week. That chairperson has resigned, and she has mandated the new board, and when the new chairperson is appointed, will be mandated to implement the recommendations of the state's external watchdog when it comes to healthcare. That is HICWA. Those recommendations are being put in place, and the CEO of the HSE has been mandated to apply those recommendations, but also will take it on to deal with CHI to make sure that they are meeting HSE governance requirements. When people do their jobs, the system of political accountability can't just be about heads on plates. It needs to be about making sure people do their jobs. Minister McNeill brought in the board of CHI this week and is now ensuring that they do the job. And similarly, the CEO of the HSE is being brought in front of the minister and will also have to give that same message to the CEO of CHI as well.
Okay. All right. We're going to take a break and we're going to come back. The Mental Health Bill has been a long time in the offing. It was there during the lifetime of the last Dáil before that dissolved, and it's back as one of the items on the current government's agenda. We're going to talk about that after this.
The Late Debate with Cullum O'Mungon on RTE Radio 1.